Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
While traveling down the roads this time of year, the road ditch looks rather dull with the snow gone and the brown grass. But occasionally one may see what looks to be long, sinuous, and perhaps branching clippings of grass or something, roughly 2 inches or so wide and several feet long. They can be quite abundant and conspicuous in spots. What's going on here? It's the work of voles. Voles are close relatives of mice, and even though they are active throughout the year, they're seldom observed or noticed. But in the spring, we can see the evidence of their runways under the snow throughout the winter months. UND Professor Emeritus Robert Seabloom lists 4 species of voles in North Dakota: the sagebrush vole, southern redback vole, meadow vole, and prairie vole. The sagebrush vole's habitat is associated with sagebrush. They're found mostly south and west of the Missouri River. The southern redback vole is largely a species of the woodland and brushy habitats. And as their names imply, prairie voles and meadow voles are species of the grasslands. So the trail systems we see in the road ditches are the work of meadow or prairie voles. As you might expect, voles feed on grasses and other vegetation, seeds, tubers, etc., and construct intricate trail systems of grass clippings under the protective covering of snow. Not only does the snow give them cover, but snow is a good insulator, so it helps keep them warm. Like other small mammals, voles are prey to a wide variety of predators, ranging from fox and coyotes to hawks and owls. And they're known for having short lifespans and high reproductive rates. Few voles will reach their first birthday. They're prolific and promiscuous breeders, and gestation is in the range of 18 days or so, and a female may have up to 5 or more litters a year, with 3 to 6 young per litter. Predation, of course, along with other factors, generally keeps the populations in check. So as you travel the state next month or so, be on the lookout for these remnants of vole runways. They're another sign of spring, and they're also reminding us that the voles have been quite active under the big white blanket. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.